Ideas, insights, context. This is an MG Sounds podcast.
Accra gets busy on this frequency. 92.7 3 FM.
Johnny's Bite on Sunrise.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. It's Friday, the 24th of October, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Welcome to Johnny's Bites, and Juma Mubarak to all our Muslim brothers and sisters. When you pray, pray for us as well. When you pray, say one for us. When you go before Allahu, say one for us. And say one for Ghana, because Ghana needs to be rescued. Let me begin by saying a very big thank you to my paramount chief, Bona Tia, the second of the Bogo traditional area, for my beautiful regalia. And I am proud to say that I am a Dagbando by association, and I am proud of it, very, very proud of it. That you cannot take away from me. But today I also want to celebrate Sona Fashions, even though he didn't provide this apparel. But I want to celebrate him with Idi Amin, who works with me here at Media General. I want to celebrate both of them from the genuineness part of my heart. And then there's a great man of God that I want to celebrate. Mixi, you find a picture for me. This man, he's young and looking fresh, but he's 60. He's an old man. I refuse to age. Apostle Abraham Lamte. Tomorrow is his 60th birthday, and we want to celebrate him and eulogize him, because I don't want people to die before we come and praise them. He's one of the great men that you can find on the planet called Earth. One of the great men who has been pushing our tribe's agenda. One of the great men who preaches the word without apology. One of the great men who has a great voice, he sings so beautifully. One of the great men of God who is able to dissect, trisect, and bisect the word of God. And he is going to be 60 tomorrow. If you have his phone number, call him. Or if you know his social media number, his social media page, yes, and call him and celebrate him. We have to celebrate people like this. This is the prison's board chairman that they never got. This man. This is the prison's board chairman that they never got. This man. I say it again for the third time. This is the prison's board chairman that they never got. I finished. Now, we will talk about Her Excellency Nana Akunedua Ajimma Rawlings. But before we talk about her, yesterday I began a series. And I said, I'm going on that series for full 2 weeks, because the boss or leader at GTTC, he said, I told a lie. Yesterday, I showed him an exam answer sheet, which was not procured using the procurement processes in the school. Today, I'm going to show you the items and the one that his wife procures for the school. Show me the details. And this one, I'm taking it personal, because you cannot be going about doing things that you know is not correct. And before we speak here, we have gathered all the details. Look, put the prospectus up there. Liquid soap, boots, lab coat. Oh, put the details up there. We will see it together. So when we finish seeing it, then you come and explain to me and write another letter to your boss that I did not lie. Ebene Zaedu, assemblyman for Kaneshi Electra Area. Good morning to you. I showed you this yesterday. I want the prospectus. This one, how was it procured? I asked a simple question. Nobody has had the gonads of steel to come and answer the question that I asked. Very simple question. How was this procured? I want the prospectus. So he sees that we have the documents that he himself, when he comes, Mr. Tete, and I will go next week, I will go to the Eastern region. Is it Akumadan? Oh, next week I'll go there. I shall go there. I will be there. I will be present in Eastern region. And then you tell me. And then you tell me that I got it wrong. It's not this one, please. I want the prospectus. It's a list. Liquid soap and all of those ones. Who produces them for the school? And how was it? How are they procured? So the children bring their own liquid soap to the school. Lie. Do you know we have three people in your school on admission on my case? Yes. You didn't know. Ah, now you know, Agbebolo. Now you know. Oh, I said, now you know. Yes, now you know. So let's continue. Now this is the list. Thank you very much, Corey and Mixing G. Let's read it together. Put the list up. Let's read it together. A pair of hand gloves, hard. Liquid soap, 5 liters. Who produces the liquid soap? Overall, who produces it? Uniform, who does that? School crest, 2 pieces. Copy of birth certificate, flat file, 4 pieces. Yellow duster, 2 pieces. Safety boots for workshop, accident insurance and well. Copy of insurance card, 2. Marker, 1. 1 box. Safety book. Toilet roll, 1 pack. Floor cleaner. Tracksuit. Can't even spell tracksuit properly. Mathematical set and scientific calculator. Decent sneakers, black. Decent sandals, black or brown. A pair of hand gloves, hard. Liquid soap, 5 liters. 1 kg of washing powdered soap. 1 school bag and passport pictures, 2. I'm asking, out of these lists, next week I will bring you a full comprehensive list of what is procured by the boss's wife in this school. He told his boss that we are telling lies. He didn't know that we have the documents. Oh, we have it, please. We will showcase the documents. I told you that this one, we will drag it. I will drag it myself. Oh, yes. Now, Fabi Nanakodedu Ajima Rawlings' video, we had a good dance, and may she rest in peace. The First Lady of the Fourth Republic, of the Republic of Ghana. And she's died. She lived full and died empty. And she served humanity well. Let's enjoy.
Thank you so much for joining us. I told you it's going to be exciting. A day after Ghana's 62nd independence anniversary celebrations. And guess who we have here? A woman who is well sought after all over the world. In Ghana, she's an epitome of excellence and dedication and development, and she has a warmth and depth that you would want to know about. She has a new book out called It Takes a Woman. A question on my mind, it takes a woman to do what? We'll be asking her. She's a former First Lady of the Republic of Ghana, and she's Her Excellency, Dr. Nanakonedu Ajima Rawlings. She's my guest this morning. Doc, good morning. Good to see you. Looking sunrise, fabulous, as always.
Oh, thank you.
As always.
You can leave out the just call me Nana.
Yes, madam. I'll call you. Can I call you Nana?
Nah.
How are you these days?
Is on 92.7 sunrise.
Generally,
on
I'm okay,
FM.
But I think the weather has been a bit unstable for me. And asthmatics suffer this time, so it hasn't been the best. Mm. Yeah, that's why I didn't go to Tamale yesterday.
I see. Okay,
I was really suffering.
Right,
yeah,
right.
From the asthma.
Your signature hair gown or hair duku, I think.
Wait, I have 92.7.
7. What did you pick it for? Sunrise on 3
FM. Well, I kind of decided that I wanted to start wrapping my hair based on the fact that sometimes you go out and the wind is blowing and your hair is all over the place.
Okay.
So that was a practical thing I wanted to do.
Right.
I did it once and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, okay, that's not bad. But I wanted a particular style.
Okay.
So I asked Mrs. Sankara, how do I do this so that it sits well on my head? Because I don't want to be, struggling with it all the time. And she said, I'll show you one style that will always sit on your head.
I see.
So she showed me the style and I've kind of improvised it a bit.
Ah, okay.
You know. So it used to have a tail at the end. I didn't want a tail.
I see. Interesting. Your new book, congratulations, I must say. I've read the book. It's exciting. Even it's an easy read, but it has a lot of information. You should go out there and grab your copy. It Takes a Woman. So the title of the book, It Takes a Woman, talks about your connection to the Asante leadership, the Queen Mother, and all of that, how they have shaped their sons to govern and rule, all of that. Sunrise on 3FM. How is that? Maybe you'd want to throw a bit of more light on that for us.
The title itself is a bit, you know, you look at it and I'm at the back there and you think I'm just going to talk about myself.
Right.
But the title is really to show that it really does take a woman to get things going, whether it's in the home, whether it's in the school. If you have more women in your factory, trust me, your factory will do better. If you give women the strength, the world will work better. But to throw it back to what you said, in the Ashanti system, the woman is key.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you go to the, that's why it's matrilineal, actually. So if you go to the kingdom or the chieftaincy institution, you will find that the strength of the woman sort of directs everything. So the queen mother is has all the strength. Not just strength, but the capacity and capability to be the custodian of tradition. She knows who should do what should happen when. So she kind of directs, but she always takes a kind of a step back. She doesn't throw it in their faces. So even though the king himself is so powerful, it takes a woman to nurture him and put him there. You know, so I'm kind of playing around with this, but at the same time, in every home, it takes a woman for the home to be a disciplined home.
Was that the case in your situation?
It was the case.
So President Rawlings, for example, if he had a major decision to take, that would impact on the life of the people, you know, forever. I mean, most of his projects are out there. You had to guide him.
I thought you meant home as home.
Home as home. Because when he appears, like Mr. Bembraku said, you went out to dance and all of that. I'm sure you'd have influence. Pushed him a bit.
No, if he asks my opinion on something, I will freely give it. If he doesn't ask my opinion on it, and maybe I hear it and I have an opinion on it, that I think may help in some way, I'll give it.
Right.
It's up to him to take it. Or not. But I thought you were talking about the home itself.
The home itself, raising your children, what to put where, how to manage what. That was your turf. That was your corner.
That was my corner. But if he asked my opinion on issues, I'll give it.
Right.
Because I think that it is right so to do.
Yesterday was Ghana's 62nd birthday. You were missing for good reason. But a lot of people, young people hear about 1957 and they're thinking, what really happened during that time? You lived through that period.
I did.
What do you remember?
I think it was a very joyous time. I didn't understand it too much. Best in the morning. All I knew was that the Governor General would be leaving. President Nkrumah, who was then Prime Minister, was going to take over. And that...
sorry about that.
Things are going to get better for us as a nation. and we're not going to be exploited anymore. It was a happy time mm-hmm. on that day, maybe a day before and into that day, and maybe a day or 2 years after.
Okay.
It was as if the whole country was on holiday, you know, merrymaking, fireworks, 3 days, 3 nights of fireworks,
right.
I mean, which was happening around the Turf Club at the time. Mm. And we lived just behind the Turf Club, so it was easy to see all the fireworks. And the bust of Nkrumah was made, and it was, you know, with the Queen's bust in fireworks. And it was amazing. So, yes, it was an interesting time. Mm. And you live it and hope that indeed all that we were being told would be the, you know, future.
What was growing up around that time when colonialism was in disequilibrium and the struggle for independence had taken center stage? It was forceful at the time. What was growing up as a child like?
I didn't feel it. Okay. You know, even though one of my uncles was working directly with Dr. Nkrumah, mm. I didn't feel it as one going out and one coming in. Mm. But sometimes, you know, you have leaflets being thrown from a plane and people within the household would say, oh, these are leaflets from Dr. Nkrumah. Mm. It didn't make too much sense, but we believed it. And usually it was to say how, it was to talk about cleanliness or to talk about not wasting water and stuff like that. But all in leaflets, you know, it sort of...
Was just there like that. Interesting.
So... I wasn't in the midst of the activity towards independence.
Right.
It was just the days of 2 days before, maybe 2 days after, and the radio stations, the radio itself.
Radio.
It was just the Buck radio, by the way. The radios were, but they were very crisp.
Okay.
Extremely, very clear. And the news readers, the excitement in their voices and all that. These are things you can pick up.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking at page 280 of the book, for the title, the chapter titled Hope Rising. Mm. And it says, our mothers, like many Ghanaians, saw the filth and hated it, lived in the crumbling economy and were shaken by it, yet only hoped that someone or something would someday change it for the better. Mm. I want to connect this to 1957. When independence was declared, Ghana was touted as the beacon of hope.
Was.
Then by 1966, we had seen rubbish lined up across the streets, flowing along with the water and getting into the sea and all of that. How did we drop or sink so low from the beacon of hope to being flat on our backs?
I think that we can take it from 66 the heaps of garbage that we used to see, like mountains, up to 1982, it was just growing and getting worse. I can only say that it was a very sad moment for some of us.
Okay.
Because I lived in rage. I saw what it was like.
Okay.
I saw how, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but when somebody is given a responsibility, they do it and do it well. Where the person in charge of parks and gardens can come and measure your hedge and tell you that the hedge is too high.
They used to do that.
Yes. And you trim it, you actually shape it the way they want it. So everything was immaculate. Nobody was allowed to build walls. You needed to have a hedge. And of course it flowered and you know, things were nicer then. It was only after 1966 that people started building walls. I don't know why. But we started building walls, and then now the wall is the thing. I mean, you hardly find anybody with a hedge for the sake of a hedge.
So, in managing our waste, the President of the Republic had said that, look, in the next year, by which time his tenure would have expired, Accra should be the cleanest city in Africa. Is it a myth? A dream that can become a reality? What is it?
It can only be a reality when there is we don't just say it, but we act it.
Okay.
There's a minister for sanitation.
Absolutely.
We see her in the news all the time, and I think she's doing what she can. But she also has a program, a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that it is a myth because it can be done.
Mm.
But it's got to be done with all the force, with a lot of force.
Okay.
All the forcefulness that we can all master.
Right.
And education. While we are educating and there's force from the ministry and the rest of us, we should let the populace know that you can't just throw paper wherever you want.
Right.
You can't throw your bottles wherever you want. Where my office is, there's a little clinic very close to the office.
Sure.
And they bring their rubbish and dump it across the street. This week, I'm going to try and write a letter to the AMA to go and ask them to come and collect it. Because nobody says anything. Then it's building up. Okay. Another person will say, okay,
let
now we can. Then
it.
He said, I've lived in Ridge since I was like maybe 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the way it used to be. I've seen how it's been. And I've seen the deterioration. Mm-hmm. And it's
does sad. It break your heart?
It does.
Well, this is Her Ladyship, as I like to call her, Nanakone Dragima Rawlings. They do fight till the end. And I want to say thank you to our group CEO, Beatrice Ajiman, for this good conversation. She trusted me with it, read the book in 3 days, and here we are. May God bless her soul. But we also, on this occasion, got her to dance sometime in 2018.
Dance with you. Pleasure of having a dance with you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
There's no music.
There's music coming up right now. What's it up, baby?
I'm feeling, you know, I'm a commander. I'm a foot. Hey, I'm a walker. I'm a fear. Hey, for all the walk. But child, the way. Hey, I'm the way. If I have a mouthful, what am I afraid to go back? What am I afraid to back?
Bryce Nananfo and Daniel Teteoklu, good morning to you. Idi Amin, good morning to you as well. He ends the same one.
Johnny's Bite. Johnny's Bite on Sunrise.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is part of the MG Sounds Network. Stay informed.